I'll make it 7 o'clock and I'm on a mission to make this the quickest ever council meeting.
Absolutely.
Right.
I won't argue with that.
Okay, then.
I've got some working
that way. Are we expecting, Karen?
Councillor Tyler.
We're core right up anyway, aren't we?
Yes.
Fine. We'll take it. Apologies. Okay, welcome to this meeting.
Minutes
are available, electronically at least, on Modgov.
Oh,
have we got a
substitute for it?
Yes, sorry, I was just going to know that. Thank you, Martin. Martin, and Councillor Steele is substituting with Councillor Albert. Thank you very much.
And therefore, you've got paper copies. Yeah.
Well, I'm
notification of other business. Surprisingly, there is none. Chairman's announcement, reminder that in line with council policy, the meeting is being recorded, and reminder that in line with the code of conduct, any declarations of interest need to be declared immediately prior to the item in question. Members declaring a declarable interest wishing to exercise the council's speaking right must declare that this at the same time as the interest. I think we are all given an automatic dispensation for council tax because we all have to pay it anyway.
Yes.
Public participation, there is none. We do have the minutes. Well, whether everybody's got them is another question. I suggest we say them. They seemed okay to me.
In which case, you propose them.
I will propose what we have got. And that moves us to the singular agenda item. As I said, I suggest those who are looking at this look at the supplementary agenda because it replaces the original in total. The difference here is we've actually got the county council precept in it and the details of the parishes, I think.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't
police commissioners in here as well.
Yes,
isn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I didn't pick up any significant variations between the two. This is a fairly predetermined meeting. Has anybody got any questions on the agenda?
No.
The only one, it's not a question, it's just a passing comment. I really would be interested to know what Barclay are doing. They are charging their precept at something like 40% of what the district council charges. So they must have some wonderful facilities up there.
It's a very tiny little hamlet.
I know it is, but as I say, if I'm reading this correctly, I mean, they're very precept of £90 for our 223.
Yeah.
So, as I say, it must be a wonderful place to live. Or they're spending a lot of money on opposing the local plan.
yes.
The report does set out the details. I'm assuming that everybody's happy with that. Comment I should have made on the minutes is that the NNDA form, which was left to the last minute to be agreed between Howard and myself, and as we expected, there were some changes and they were agreed and it was submitted by the, I think, 29th of January is the date that sticks in my mind.
NNDR1, yes.
Anyway, that's it. Let's say the details of this, it does pick up the details of the various precepts which are being raised. It notes that the council is still providing £38,000-ish of relief to parishes in respect of the council tax reduction scheme, and we have previously noted that the parishes need to be warned that this is going to be reviewed for the year coming after this one. The report does set out the increases, as Mr. Cooper points out. Was it Antonio who wrote it?
Between us.
Okay. The increases are all within the statutory levels, which do not require us to go to a referendum. And unless there are any pressing questions, deathly hush, Phil.
No, other than to say that it certainly jumps up this year with the police commissioner.
Yeah, well, that's about a 13% increase, I worked it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
The recommendations are on pages 3, 4, 5, 6,
7,
And eight.
And eight, yeah. And
well, they're
and
all
nine.
Appendices,
and nine.
Aren't they?
And nine. No. Well, they're all interestingly labelled Appendix A, which I think is probably a cut and paste problem.
Yeah, I might say yes.
Because the document itself does refer to Appendix A, which is the council tax guide. So I assume it's just been carried forward from somewhere. I therefore suggest we propose the recommendations on block. I think we have to do it on a recorded vote.
Yes.
So
I'll second that.
Do you want to call them?
Councillor Cunningham.
Agreed.
Councillor Needham.
Agreed.
Councillor Thaik.
Agreed.
And Councillor Steers Hanscom.
Agreed.
That being it.
That being it.
The motions are passed. The council tax is set. Meeting closed at 6:30 past 7. Did I win?